You're listening to Off the Clock. I'm Janet Saidi. On this edition, we hear our fourth portrait from the My Life, My Town series that documents the stories of teens in rural Missouri. But first, we'll hear from another young woman in Kansas City, Missouri, who, like many across the country, are reacting to the news that President Obama's administration will be granting work permits to some young undocumented immigrants instead of deporting them. KBIA's Kelsey Kupferer spoke with Diana Martinez.
20-year-old Diana Martinez likes to say she was born in Mexico, but made in America.
And we came on a bus, we crossed the border, we came with visitor's visa, and overstayed our stay, so we became undocumented at that point.
Martinez came to the U.S. before she started kindergarten. Now she's a college student. She works at a pizza place and shops at the Kansas City City Market. She is affected by the Obama administration's new policy that could allow 800,000 young undocumented immigrants to live and work in the U.S. legally without fear of deportation.
It really sucks having that fear every time I'm driving and I see a cop. Like, there's a possibility I won't be here tomorrow.
Martinez calls herself a dreamer. She's part of a national movement of undocumented students who grew up in the U.S. and are fighting for the passage of the DREAM Act. If passed, it would allow them to stay in the country legally. Her activism took her to Washington, D.C., where she was arrested, along with 12 other undocumented students, after refusing to leave a sit-in. On a recent Saturday afternoon, the Martinez family is gathered for lunch at a local mall. Martina's mother, Rosa Quintana, says she worried her daughter's activism might endanger her ability to stay in the U.S.
Well, my husband and I, we prayed, and we let her spread her wings because they're kids. We think that they're ours, but in reality, they have to live their own lives.
So now, Martina serves as the co-director of CASE-MODA, the Kansas-Missouri Dream Alliance. She spends a few afternoons each month mentoring undocumented high school students.
I think it's important for them to know that they have a support system if they ever need it and that they're not alone.
Martinez talks about something she calls the undocumented blues. She says it usually hits around age 16 when you realize you can't get a driver's license, work, or apply to certain colleges.
To the government, I literally don't exist. And that's how it felt in real life. I mean, when you don't exist, why am I still here?
Rebecca Martinez, no relation to Diana, is an assistant professor at the University of Missouri who has studied immigrant health. She says undocumented individuals live with uncertainty.
Stress is, you know, a big problem among this population. Depression for the dreamers, feeling like they're part of the country, but they're really not, is really, really harsh and can lead to significant problems for this population.
If she's approved for a work permit, Diana Martinez will be able to obtain a driver's license and other documents she's lacked. And initially, she was thrilled.
I just started crying, and I was driving up to my parents' house, and they were in the pool with my nieces. And I just jumped into the pool. I was like, oh, this is great, with my dress on and everything.
But after she thought about what the policy meant, Diana Martinez says her plans began to change.
Before, I definitely wanted to stay in the United States and keep fighting to be here. But as I thought about it more and as I thought that this is only temporary, it's not permanent. They don't really want us here. They don't really want me here.
For now, Diana Martinez is taking one day at a time, working, going to school, mentoring, and shopping. But she says after college graduation, she plans to return to Mexico to better people's lives there. With producer Lucas Hudson, Kelsey Kupfer, KBIA News.
KBIA and the Columbia Missourian have been working with rural teens all over Missouri to get their stories about being a teen in rural Missouri. Called My Life, My Town, the project worked with teens to create multimedia portraits about their lives. Our fourth stop in the series is Glasgow, where siblings Landon and Madeline Brand are working and deciding on whether to stay or go on their family farm. Producers Kara Hart and Liz Cardwell caught up with the Brands in this portrait, staying or going.
Crow's the small town of Glasgow. That's where I work on Saturdays. Tri-County.
It's fun, I guess.
I want to live in, like, Kansas City because I want to be a nurse.
I thought about going to Springfield, but I was like, well, that's 3.5 hours away from here.
And I don't like everybody knowing what you're doing and who did what. And everybody knows about everything. Everybody knows about everything. Because that's all, like, the old people do. They just sit and they gossip about who's doing what with who and who just had a baby and how much it weighed and what time.
So, yeah.
But I say that and I'll probably just end up back here.
Probably something with farming. Doing something around here. I don't want to go anywhere. Like a big city or something like that. I'd rather stay here.
I grew up in agriculture. But my kids, they're doing things that I didn't do when I was their age. I mean, I never played in sports or none of that. My kids are into basketball and track and all that stuff, which that kind of makes it hard for them to help me after school and stuff because they always got something going on.
My dad's getting on me to go to college because he never did, and he said that he really should have because he thinks he missed out on something. So he's wanting me to go to college, so I'm going to. And come back, get to farming here, I think. That's the plan. Got it all set up down here.
It definitely wasn't like, oh, I know my children are going to be farmers, or I know they're going to stay here in Glasgow, or anything like that. And Sam wants them to, and I do too, you know, to go to college and figure it out, you know, and make that decision on their own and not feel like they're pigeonholed into doing it.
I just like the people around here. And everything's good land out here. Don't know where else I'd go if I didn't come back here. It's kind of my only option, but I want it to be the only option, so it's fine.
That's Staying or Going, a portrait from Glasgow, Missouri, created by producers Liz Cardwell and Kara Hart. My Life, My Town is a project of KBIA, the Columbia Missourian, and the Reynolds Journalism Institute. To see this and other My Life, My Town portraits with pictures, go to mylifemytown.org. That's Off the Clock. I'm Janet Saidi. Whether you're staying or going this weekend, have a great one.